Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, guys, welcome out again. I'm so excited for this episode that we're going to give you. Hey, if you're on this show, you're here hopefully because you want something more than just a mediocre average life. You don't want to live by the status quo. You don't want to have something that's, you know, the life that everybody else has, which is a life of bondage, a life of scarcity and lack. You're here because you want more. You want abundance. You want freedom. You want control of your own destiny of your life. And you want cash flow today. And that's exactly the kind of freedom we're talking about here. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com, for other types of information. And you know what, guys, like if you have questions, like you say, hey, I would love to hear an episode on this topic, shoot me an email, Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at moneyripples.com. So today I'm excited to have a special guest here, and this is a guest I've actually known for about a decade. Believe it or not, I actually remember him when he was a kid. And now he's here, like, just tearing up the world and doing some amazing stuff. And here's the thing, like, guys, if you're wanting to know, I mean, there's going to be a few interviews I'm going to be doing with this guy here. But if you want to know, like, one, how you can actually boost your credit score within just a month or two, like, boost it up, which could get you lower interest rates and increase and free up your cash flow, you need to hear this. And then the next episode we're going to do, we're actually going to talk about how you can actually even cash flow using just your human life value, your human capital. So zero money out of pocket, and there's ways you can actually cash flow some things. So guys, I'm super excited about this episode as well as the next episode we're doing here with Bailey. So by introduction, Bailey Stewart, someone that, I mean, he started his first business when he was 11. You know, both his parents have been entrepreneurs. I actually know them personally, good friends of mine, and just absolutely adore them. And he's been, I mean, this guy, I'll tell you from my own personal experience, you know, when I first met him, I remember he was in a room of about 100 people. There's about 100 of us. And I remember he would say things. And this is when he was 11, right? And we were doing like what was called a sole purpose intensive. So we're talking about like living your life's mission and passions and things like that. And he would just come out and say things and floor people. Just people would be floored, like, holy cow, like I wish my 11-year-old would sound like this kid, you know? And so I remember him from that age and just the wisdom beyond his years that he had. And what's cool is I was able to reconnect with him recently. And the thing that he actually has done now, he's done over the last few years as he's gone more the entrepreneur space as an adult here, is he's actually started to figure out like how you can leverage your credit, specifically how you can boost your credit score or even be able to cash flow from your credit. And that's the thing that we're going to be talking about today is specifically about how you can actually boost your credit score. So Bailey, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Thank you for the generous introduction. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I mean, you've listened to the show too, and so we don't bring on any posers. So we bring on the real deals, and you're definitely it, man.
Oh, it's an honor. Thank you.
So give me a quick. Just give them everybody a quick introduction, like how you ended up this path. I mean, obviously, you started as an entrepreneur at 11, but what got you down this road to where you are now?
You know, I've always wanted to start a business. I've known since I was just little. It's basically how I was raised. But the idea for this business was first presented to me actually back in 2009. My parents had just filed for bankruptcy, and they actually used this concept to go from the bankruptcy being discharged to getting an auto loan within, it was like 2 or 3 months. So it was a pretty incredible concept, and I saw it in action. And now that I'm older and in a place where I can put it to use, that's what I've been capitalizing on.
Now that's pretty impressive because I know, you know, dealing with people that have dealt with bankruptcy. I mean, some people are hoping to, you know, after a year or two, hoping and praying they'll be able to qualify for any loan. And usually have to start with some crappy secure line of credit, you know, and things like that. And you're saying like 3 months after the bankruptcy was discharged, like they went ahead and got an auto loan, huh?
Yeah, it really gave them a hand up and basically fast forwarded, you know, a year or two, and they were able to just get right back on their feet. And, you know, we've seen it time and time again where it can just help people get such a head start in their financial world.
That's awesome. So I mean, is that kind of thing that fueled you to really pursue this line of, or what is it for you that you really love about this thing?
You know, I love helping people out. You know, I'm on the phone every day just helping people figure out how they can get ahead in life and provide for their families and their future. And I also love what a win-win it is on, you know, for the cardholders and for the clients. It's just a lot of fun to facilitate that sort of win-win transaction.
Yeah. You know, the thing that excites me about this is actually a strategy I've known about for myself 12 years, and I've never taught it. And so I think this is just absolutely cool that we have you on the show to talk about this today. So tell us the basic premise. Like, so someone who say that they're trying to boost up their credit, whether they're trying to qualify for a car, a house, and get a better interest rate or whatever it might be, like, how are people able to do this? Just give us the basic rundown of how this works.
Okay. So, first off, you need to kind of understand how a credit score is calculated.
Yeah.
80% of your credit score is based on your payment history, your utilization, and your credit age. So essentially, when someone is added to a card as an authorized user, that card reports in their name and basically just copies and pastes that information over to the credit score. So say someone had really low limits and low age and their cards were maxed out, so their utilization was high, they can get it on a trade line, which is going to report years of perfect payment history. It's going to give them a higher limit, which will lower their utilization and also increase their credit age. And so it essentially just takes all three of those components and is able to help them build all those up, you know, within just a couple weeks.
Yeah. So let me address that, like just those fundamental elements, because you're right. That's critical. So obviously we all know paying payments on time is critical. I mean, that's easy. But when you talk about utilization rate, I mean, we talk about, you know, what percentage we're using of the card's limit, right? Of the total limits that you have.
Yeah, so I was actually talking with a guy the other day who was looking to apply for a mortgage, and basically the situation he was in, he had $30,000 in limits, so that's the potential amount that he could use, but he had $25,000 in credit card debt.
Yeah.
And so his utilization, which is 30% of your credit score, was just through the roof. And so his dilemma was he could put, you know, $500 a month into paying that down, and so he was coming to me kind of wondering what he ought to do. And I was like, well, you can put the $500 towards your debt and pay it down, you know, 2% a month for the next year.
Yeah.
Or you can put that $500 towards a trade line that has a $30,000 limit and cut your utilization in half within a couple weeks, and then go out and get the mortgage and apply for new credit and sort of build that platform to continue to build credit over time.
So basically you're saying he'd take that $500 a month, get a new trade line, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a new $30,000. So his 25,000 went from, so he had 30,000 before, but you're saying doubling it to 60. Is that what you did?
Yeah. So now it cut his utilization in half. Before he was almost maxed out, and now he doubled the amount that he could spend, you know, rather than, I mean, if he were to put the $500 down towards his actual credit card debt, it would only pay it down 2%.
Right. Yeah. Because I mean, the critical thing, I've noticed, and it always changes, credit, you know, FICO is kind of weird because they're always switching the rules, and nobody, even FICO, doesn't even understand how they work totally.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned that if you get your balance to limit ratio, that utilization rate, if you get that down below 45%, so in his case, I mean, for $30,000, he'd have to get it down to like $14,000, maybe a little bit less.
Yeah.
Which was a lot. That's like $9,000 to pay down. Or what you're saying is use $500 to then leverage somebody else's credit to get another $30,000 line, and that already got them below that 45%, didn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's the cool thing about it, is you can kind of leverage the different, you know, depending on where your credit needs help. If you're really young, or, you know, you've missed payments in the past, you can sort of find cards that complement the specific areas of your credit that need to be built up.
That's right. So that's utilization. That's key. Because, I mean, obviously, like, knowing how much the limits have. So for those of you that are listening to this, like, maybe across the board, whether you're trying to get credit and boost your credit score, or you're talking about possibly leveraging something here, it may not be a bad idea to ask to see if you can increase your limits. And I've actually had clients do this before where I've said, you know what, let's have them, you know, increase your limits. Let's see if we can do that first before we try to pay anything down. Because if you can, great. You know, that's awesome. Because now we are able to, in a sense, be able to boost your credit score without any money out of pocket, right? So great tip. Now, there's also the age of a credit history, which that's a big one because there is some bad information about this. Bad information. Because you get like the Dave Ramseys of the world. They're telling you, cut up your credit cards and cancel them, right?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people out there just, they can get by without using credit for a long time and they're told it's a bad thing. And, you know, a lot of people can get by without it until they're looking, you know, they need to get a mortgage or an auto loan, or they really need to use it, you know, just in their everyday life. And at that point, it's a little too late.
Yeah, that's right. It's, you never get credit when you want it, or when you never get it when you need it, you can only get it when you want it, right?
Yeah,
exactly. So that age, that's a big deal. So, so for example, you know, you start up a new credit card, what happens to your credit score, Bailey?
When you start up a new credit card?
Yeah. Like if you just go to apply for a brand new credit card, it's month one.
Well, assuming that you have you had another credit card on there that was 2 years old, your average age would drop to 1 year because you have one that's brand new and one that's 2 years old. So a lot of times it'll actually, be a little negative for your credit score at first.
Right. At least for a time until you start, you know, keeping it going and have payments and things like that. Right.
Yeah.
So credit history, I know this isn't the big one for me. So I'll talk about this and we'll kind of really talk about how this really applies to what you do. So back in 2006, I remember I was working to get my first like big dream home. Right. And, this is the home that, for those of you listening to the show, this is the home I eventually lost. So I was looking to boost my credit score. You know, I want to say with my score at that time was in the mid 600s because I had some lates. And a big reason too, is because I was 28 years old, is even though I had some lates, I didn't have a lot of credit history. You know, like I didn't have a very long age to my credit lines. And so I remember hearing about that you could leverage other people's, the use of people's credit. And so what I did is I went to my dad. And I said, hey, Dad, like, I know you got a credit card because you've helped me. I didn't know the details of it, but I just like, I knew you had a credit card that you occasionally used to help me buy books before I, you know, I paid you back or I got you financial aid or whatever it would have been to reimburse you. You know, can you get me on as an authorized user? And my dad freaked because my dad didn't even want me to get a driver's license till I was at least 18 because he didn't want to have the potential of him ever being sued, right? So I don't know if I doubt your parents are like this, Bailey, but my dad was hyper, hyper alert and sensitive. Like I do not want to risk anything. And so I told him that and he said, whoa, what are you going to do to my credit though? I was like, doesn't matter. Like just have a credit card sent to your address. Just put me on as authorized user and put me as, you know, put your address as, you know, my address is your address or vice versa. Your address is my address. So the card just gets sent to you. I don't want your card. I just want your credit history. Because he had good credit history. He didn't have any lates on that credit card. And he had that credit card since 1995, right? And so for me, that would have been huge. So I said, that's all I want, just to do that. So it's not like a parasitic relationship. I'm not, you know, draining you while you're helping me. It actually does nothing to you. Like does nothing to your credit score at all. It just puts me on as an authorized user. And you just take the card and cut it up. I don't even need it. So he's like, all right, I'll do it. And I'll tell you, I looked at my credit score the month before and then the month after. And immediately, just the month after, my score jumped up 23 points, putting me into a whole new credit bracket for my mortgage, giving me better interest rates and everything, saving me a couple $100 a month just by doing that one thing right there. And so I was, that to me is a huge testament. By the way, it's still on my credit score. I still have it to this day, which is great because now, I mean, come on, 1995. I mean, that thing's old now. So it's awesome because that's lengthened the average age. Even though I've had different, you know, things come and go, you know, whatnot. Like I've realized that I don't want to cancel any credit cards. I don't want to cancel anything to destroy that length of time for those accounts. And that's boosted my credit score where now I'm back into the 700s again. So Bailey, that's essentially what you're doing. You're just helping broker this between people to say, hey, I'll help connect you guys together. You know, I'll help you find the, you know, for those that need that credit boost, that need that to be an authorized user on somebody else's credit card, they've got that. Then also flip and vice versa. There's people that are saying, hey, I want to use this credit card and see how I can cash flow it too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what would you add to that? Like what, especially for those that are looking to boost their credit score, like what's the kind of process they would go through to do that?
So we have our website, just thecreditmarketplace.com, and they can go on there and there's a lot of, tools and resources on there where they can learn about it. But when somebody's ready to buy an actual trade line, they can go onto our browse trade lines page and there's just our inventory laid out there and it'll just say, you know, what the card is, what the limit is, how old it is. All of our cards have 100% perfect payment history. As well as utilization lower than 10% so that our clients aren't inheriting, you know, a bunch of debt from the card.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And so they just go on there and they can see which cards are available and when they report. So credit cards report once a month. So what we would do is add them onto the card just before the reporting date. Mm-hmm. And then the next reporting, they will show up. It'll show up on their account. So then they would basically just add it to their card, fill out their information, and then we handle the rest.
Sweet. That's sounds easy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's great. And so basically they just pay for the use of that card for how many months?
So we have it set up on our site to do 2 months. So you'll be reported on there for 2 reporting periods. But we can also extend that if somebody has, say, a mortgage or some longer term strategy that they are employing.
Yep. And I'll tell you, I'm applying for a mortgage right now Man, credit score, even just a few points makes a massive difference. It really, really does. And that's not just in the short term. I mean, the long term, oh my goodness. I mean, if you think about like the interest rates you're paying, you know, say for example, you're just off by a couple points, you know, from the bracket. Like for example, if you're maybe you're at a 715, getting up to a 720 or even up to a 740 can make a massive swing, possibly a quarter to 0.375% or more, which and your mortgage, depending on how big of a mortgage you're trying to get, that could be hundreds of dollars a month right there.
Absolutely.
That's a big deal. Even in car loans, same thing. I mean, the car loans can swing quite a bit, or even just your options vary between getting a good interest rate or getting the, you know, the car financing interest rate, which is like, oh, that's like a credit card. So that's a big deal. Man, this is exciting. This is so cool. So those of you that are looking to boost your credit, and it doesn't mean that you have bad credit, but it might just mean you need an extra boost so you can get financing, especially if you're preparing to finance or you're trying to get financing right now. This might be a very urgent thing to do. And heck, even if it's not that urgent, even just to boost it up a little bit. Oh man, that could be so awesome for you. So cool. So like you said, give them the website again that they can go to, and I'll put it in the show notes as well, Bailey, but give them that website one more time for them to check it out.
Yeah, so it's just thecreditmarketplace.com, and you can find us by searching us up or typing in that web address.
Awesome. Great. So thecreditmarketplace.com. Make sure you guys put the in there as well, thecreditmarketplace.com. Go to that, check it out, get the information you need. But guys, this is like a simple, easy way to boost your credit, especially if you were like in a position I was in. If you have, you know, you have the cash flow, everything else is in place, it's just your credit score. And I know there's a lot of you out there like that. You make good money, and your credit score is just the one that's been suffering, this could be the answer you've been looking for. So check that out. Check out thecreditmarketplace.com. Guys, now I'm going to be releasing this next episode that we're going to be doing here pretty soon. So be sure to look at the next episode if you want to know how to cash flow to be on the other side of where you have the credit card and you can create cash flow from your credit card with ultimately no risk to you. Make sure you check out our next episode. So Bailey, thanks for being on today.
Absolutely. Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right, guys. Well, hey, everybody, I hope this was extremely valuable to you and gets your creative juices flowing. Go ahead and make it a great and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.